Topic 3. Tea Ceremony. Read, listen, learn.
Do you think there will be a show of the Chinese tea ceremony?
Of course. It's a tea culture festival, so there should be many shows about that. Look, there is one over there. Let's go and have a look. They come to see a tea ceremony.
He looks very professional. What's the most important thing about a tea ceremony?
Well, the Chinese tea ceremony emphasizes the tea rather than the ceremony.
You mean what the tea tastes like?
Yeah, and also what it smells like and how one tea tastes compared to the previous tea.
What do you mean by previous tea?
A good server can make a pot of tea serve 3 or 4 rounds and up to 5 or 6. The goal is that each round tastes the same as the first.
Cool. And I noticed that the teacups are very small. Why don't they use bigger ones, which can hold more tea at a time?
Well, in China, tasting and serving tea is an art. Tea is the symbol of elegance, so people use small teacups to taste tea, which is different from drinking tea.
I see. Tea tasting definitely has deep culture meanings.
Yeah. In old times, tea tasting is the thing which could always inspire poetry, so there are many poems about tea.
Really? That's very interesting.
Last but not least, the water is also very important.
I know that. Some tea is ruined by boiling water. The best temperature is around 170 to 185 degrees Fahrenheit.
Exactly. Recitation.
I watched a show of the Chinese tea ceremony today. It was really interesting. I was told that the Chinese tea ceremony emphasized the tea rather than the ceremony. A good server could make a pot of tea serve 3 or 4 rounds and up to 5 or 6, and each round tasted the same as the first. Moreover, the teacups used in a tea ceremony were really small, for it was for tasting tea, which was different from drinking tea.